Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Work for Life show, and I'm the host. I'm the leader. I thank you for taking the time to listen in today. It's Friday, April 17, 2015. I help people find work. I do job readiness workshops right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can follow me on Twitter, for life, B-E-A. I know what it takes to get you working. I also know most people are great workers, but when it comes to job search, they fall down on the job. I believe that nobody who's unemployed should stay unemployed for more than 3 months. I believe that you have to be willing to go and get a job. And once you go to work, I believe jobs come in threes. If you get out there and start putting out your resumes, based on what your finances look like, you just may need to take that very first job offer. Well, you take it, and within 3 months, you will start hearing from people where you've turned in job applications. That's the way it works. Life works, comes at us in threes. And if you have been unemployed for more than 3 months, you need help. Because no one can progress beyond their own, your attire. These three things are important: how you look, how you act, and what you have to offer. And you take these things and you make sure that these things you can discuss or you can present without failure and feel good about yourself, and you'll get hired. I know that today there are a lot of people who think they can job search just by using a computer. Well, you ask the people who've been on the computers, and if you're one of them, I'm asking you, how long have you been looking for a job on a computer? Thousands of people find work over the last few years. And in my lifetime, hundreds of thousands of people. I would even go as far as to say a few million people. I know what it takes, and I know most people don't know what it takes to find work. But if you've been job seeking more than 90 days, it's time for you to come here. If you know somebody who's been job searching for more than 90 days, you need to send them here to the Work for Life show. I've been doing shows here now since, I know 2010, might have been before then, I don't recall. But I have shows here to help every type of worker. Whatever job it is that you're looking for, I can help. I help the retirees who have been forced to go back to work because of the stock market crash and the loss of their 401ks, or their family members, their children lost their jobs, and you went back to work so that you can help out. I can help people who are retired, who are needing to enter the job market again and feeling insecure about it. I can help people who are felons get back into the job market. I can help veterans transition from military to civilian work. I can help young people find work. I can help workers who know that their skills doesn't match the level of income they need, and you may need some additional training. I can help you find the training and get you back to work. I know if you have a difficult time traveling, going back and forth to work, get into a job, I can help. I know all of the obstacles that stands in the way of the average job seeker, because I've done it for years and years and years. And there's never been anybody that I worked with that did not find a job once they committed to the job search activity that I have right here at Blog Talk Radio. I indeed have the information that you need. I have archived files here. You can go through the files and find what best suits you. Whether you are you just graduating high school, or you are a retiree that's going back to work, or you need training, whatever your needs are, I can help you. If you want to start your own business, I can help you. I do workshops. I have workshops here online. I do workshops here in Houston. My business is called Work for Life. And Work for Life is here for Houstonians without jobs. We also help Houstonians who operate their small home-based businesses, all small storefront businesses. We will help any job seeker anywhere. Job-ready seekers with the help of Work for Life will be on a job in 20 days. You're ready to go, and you haven't been able to find a job, and you can see absolutely no reason, nothing standing in your way when you assess it, I can help you in 20 days. I can promise you, you'll be on the job. Work for Life teaches you to get your skills updated, to get your resume in hand. That's the most important thing before you start that 20-day job search. You need to get your skills updated so you can have the proper job title, and you need a resume for each job that you're looking for. And with our techniques, you will be waiting for a paycheck in 30 days or less. Work for Life will work with any job seekers who are sincere, and the charge is absolutely free now through May 30th. This includes our job readiness workshops we have right here online. You can search our archive files now while they are still available to you absolutely free. We do job readiness workshops from our office. For those who need more hands-on, small groups of six people at a time. These will also be absolutely free now through May 30th. Work for Life also does presentations at churches and at nonprofits for job seekers. And these, too, will be absolutely free now through May 30th. We want every job seeker, especially Houstonian job seekers, everyone that we meet in the next 30 days, we want to get you working for money. And we can do it. We can tell you exactly what you need to do based on what you tell us that your normal job search day looks like. That's where we start. What do your job search day look like? What obstacles are there? You may not call them obstacles, but most people have obstacles. And these obstacles are definitely obstacles that's important. I'm not talking about stuff where people just not looking. But I know from being in the job search business that a lot of times people without work have become the go-to person in the family. And sometimes there's somebody elderly who needs your care, or there's somebody with a disability who needs your care, or your car has broken down and where you live, you cannot travel backwards and forwards because the person you used to depend on there anymore for you to depend on that person. There are solutions to all these problems. There are places to get cars in America today. You start with your local employment office, and whatever obstacles face you, you talk to a counselor about those things and helping you to be able to resolve those things so that you can go to work. That's what it takes. So if you're a Houstonian without a job, call me today. If you're a job seeker without a job anywhere, call me today. I have job readiness workshops right here. Put them in alphabetical order. Go through them. I know that's a lot to do, but it's not as difficult as you may think it is. We have classroom readiness workshops. We do workshops for churches. We do workshops at nonprofits. We do new employee job retention workshops. And we do special workshops for veterans. We intend to help everybody who needs a job. That includes youth and that includes the elderly. We know where the links are. We know how to help you find the jobs. We know what you need to have when you apply for the job. What's missing is your attitude. Your and be willing to put a timeline on getting that job. And that's what most people are afraid to do because they're afraid that they'll fail. I will help you. I can promise you, you won't fail if you're willing to work 30 days. And if you're already ready, once you get your resume together, then all you need to do is 20 days to be on a job. I can promise you that. I know what it takes. I've helped people. Always start with your local employment office. There are services there that you are not aware of. Your local library. There are nonprofits that help. If you never had a high school diploma and that's holding you back, you can take your GED and go walk in, take it. Don't let nothing stop you. And if you are not able to get it, that will not stop you from getting a job if you're willing to work at it. I know what it takes, and I want to help. I've helped enough people to know there is nobody that I cannot help. My last show, I talked about house helper services to supplement incomes. I hope you'll look at that. If you're doing job search even and not working, that's something you want to look at because there are things you can do to make money. And not only will you be making money for yourself, but you'll be helping people in your community. And that's what's missing. People no longer are thinking to help others. That's why Americans are jobless right today, because the people who got the jobs are not spending time to help the people who need jobs. We pay people. We pay people that's in Congress and in the Senate to work on committees. We pay them extra to be on a joint economic committee to help get jobs for Americans, and they are not doing it. They have pushed jobless Americans to the back of the burner. They get paid $174,000 a year plus extra for working the joint economic committee, but they are not getting Americans to work. They're not even talking about Americans getting jobs now. You know what your politicians are talking about today? The 2016 election that's coming up for president. As if you guys who need jobs don't matter. They're talking about passing bills for inheritance taxes for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren who are not even in the world, so that when those children inherit their money, they won't have to pay taxes on that money. That's what's on the agenda of the elected officials today. You need a job. And you're not just wondering what your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren are going to do that's not even in the world yet. You're wondering what you're going to do. But that's not what your elected officials are focused on. They're not focused on you. They're not focused on me. They're focused on the top 1% of Americans who have all the money. And as far as their money, God bless their money. But as far as how they earn their money, they're earning it off the backs of people just like you and I who are out there working every day hard, many of which you still work for minimum wage, which is, I have jobs, I have shows where I talk to people about that. You shouldn't be working more than 90 days for the same salary as when you started that minimum wage job. Everything that you want is in my hands. I can teach you how to find work. I can teach you how to start a career for yourself. How to job search. How to write emails and send off letters and go and visit these companies. Most people are afraid to go into a company to look for a job these days in America. And I've never witnessed this fear because the America I come up in, everybody kept them some kind of piece of job. Wasn't nobody walking around saying a year later, I can't find a job. The people who wasn't working a year later was the people who we knew wasn't going to find a job in good or bad times. And those people were few and far between. And generally, they had to make up for not working by being there for other people in some kind of way. No such thing as getting by in America. It used to not be. But it is time for change. So if you've been unemployed for months and years, it's your fault. It's in your court. And you have to do better. You're hurting your retirement. There will be a gap in your retirement. The cost of living will be higher. Republicans right now are trying to extend the retirement age for Social Security to 69 years. A large segment of the population will die before they get 69 years old, and that's the purpose of setting the retirement age to 69 so that that money will go unclaimed. We must do more. Estonians, we must do more. Americans, we must do more. It is up to us to get these jobs. It is up to us to raise our fists in the sign of people power and demand jobs. There are places you worked before. Revisit them. There are places you wanted to work. Get your resume, get your communication together, your job title, get put on the right clothes that fit the job you want. Go there. Ask for the job. Ask for the job. Even if the job is a teller, a cashier, and that's not something you want. If it's a cashier or a teller in a business where you might would like to advance, take that teller or cashier job, do a great job, and find out how to move up. But don't just sit home, because ain't no moving up at home. Matter of fact, sitting in the same place every day is just going to rot that equipment, and you're not going to be able to buy new stuff. Job searching another year is not an option. You know that, right? Job searching another year. You got to make some changes. I got a show about that. Train for a new career. Start a business. I got a show about that. Retirement zone is disappearing. You better listen to that show because that's your life disappearing. You might think it don't matter, but if you live, it's going to matter. You might can't see 20 years down the line right now, but if you keep breathing, it'll be your 20-year breath with no retirement or not enough retirement. Just because you was a good employee, that has nothing to do with you getting a job now. That's just the way it works. Being a good employee is about performance and not your tenure. And what that means is that, yes, you did good on that job, but now you got to show these new people what kind of hoops you can jump through. So I want you to put forth the effort and develop the esteem in your spirit right now and give yourself a target date and say that I will be working by such and such a date. Your job is to get a job, and I'll be your partner. I have a show title. Your job is to get a job. I'll be your partner. Okay? There's jobs out there in them there buildings. I have a show titled that. Why do you think you can't find work? I have a show titled that, and there's a reason. You have got to find a way to get a job. I can help. Getting a job ain't easy, but it's the job that you must do if you want a paycheck. So it's a dirty job, okay? But it's a dirty job that you have to do. Now, there's a list of CEOs of 300 corporations that promised President Obama back in January of 2014 to hire the long-term unemployed. There's a show about that. There's CEOs of 300 corporations. Find that show. There's two or three shows about that. Okay? And, of course, I'm looking to hear from you. When you're on my show page, email me. Send me that email about titling workshop so I'll know that you're addressing me about the workshop. And I'll set you up to visit with me. Or if you would like for me to visit your church, then you send me the information that I need. If you're the pastor, then you send me the information so that I can contact you or so that I can you can contact me. It does not matter who I help find work, but I've given myself 90 days to see people employed, people who are having a difficult time finding a job, people with less income, people with low income, people who like transportation, people who like job search skills. There are jobs for anybody in America who want to work this day. But you have to be willing to jump through the hoops. You have to know what to do, and I have the techniques here to help you. I can help you online. I can help you with phone calls if you want to call in and ask questions. I've even in the past set up a show with just about a particular type of occupation and talk to the person who was interested in that job about things that they needed to do. Whatever your need. Here at Work for Life, we can help if you have the right attitude and you have the abilities to do the job that you're looking to do. The rest of it will help. So, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in this evening to the Work for Life show. Be a leader, and I wish you nothing but success. Nothing but success as you job search. And I hope that you let us help you job that you want in the next 30 days.